USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that while some strides have been made, additional work is required to facilitate a deal.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
The development coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement to release some of the hostages taken during the October 7th attack on Israel, where over 200 people have been held captive by the militant group last month. The proceedings concerning a gag order in one of former President Trump's federal cases have concluded. During the hearing, Trump's lawyer engaged in a debate with Judge Patricia Millett over a hypothetical scenario related to freedom of speech.
We have no...
I am not. It is really... I'm sorry, but I really want an answer to your understanding of the release conditions. This is, for the record, a hypothetical question.
The judge's restrained gag order in his 2020 election subversion case was temporarily halted while a three-judge panel deliberated on how to reconcile Trump's right to free speech. In the latest poll, former President Trump holds a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump is garnering 48% support, while Biden has 41%. A survey conducted by Harvard Center for American Political Studies, HarrisX, and the Harris poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted in his son's businesses. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday. That makes him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he were to secure re-election, he would be 86 by the end of his second term. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The funeral for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is scheduled for next week in Georgia. The wife of the 39th President of the United States passed away at the age of 96 on Sunday. Rosalynn and former President Jimmy Carter were married for 77 years, making it the longest union of any first couple in the nation's history. AAA anticipates that more than 55 million individuals will head out on Thanksgiving travel, going at least 50 miles from their homes. This marks an increase of over 2% compared to the previous year and stands as the third highest Thanksgiving travel forecast on record. Well, when you're traveling, can your jiggly jello mold go with you on an airplane?
Well, yes, it can. If you're traveling in the air for the holiday, anything solid like baked goods, meats, stuffing, or casseroles, that can go through the TSA checkpoint and go to your seat. However, if you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, and it's larger than 3.4 ounces, it has to go in your checked bag. I'm Corey Myers.
A shareholder of Tesla is urging the company's board of directors to temporarily suspend Elon Musk due to his endorsement of anti-Semitic ideas on social media. Jerry Brackman is requesting the board to unequivocally acknowledge Musk's error in supporting an anti-Semitic post on X. As the president of First American Trust, Brackman stated in a release that while he supports free speech, there's no excuse for spreading hatred. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.